Have you ever felt like you were the wrong person for the job? Like you didn't have enough experience or the right skill set? Of course you have. We all have. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. As we continue with this new series on the book of Jonah called The Manifestation of Your Life Mission, Pastor Rick shows us that no matter how big the thing is that God is calling us to, we don't have to run away from it. Why don't you invite a friend to listen along with you as we discover how to embrace God's calling on our lives and how to live according to the purpose and plan He has for us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can order a copy of Pastor Rick's book called God's Power to Change Your Life. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or just by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called What to Do When You Get a Second Chance.
God has a mission for every life. God doesn't create anything without a purpose. And just as every plant, every rock, every animal has a purpose, if you're breathing, God has a purpose for your life. It's called your life mission. You weren't put on this planet to live for yourself. No. You have a far bigger purpose in life than simply to make money, retire, and die. You weren't put on this planet to take up space, to breathe, to use resources, and die. God has a plan and a purpose. He has a life mission for your life. Now, in this series, we're using the life of a prophet in the Bible called Jonah. Small book, only four chapters. And actually, Jonah did the wrong thing. He ran from his life mission for much of his story. But he finally gets it right in the end. So we learn from both the right things he did, but we also learn from the wrong things that he did. Now, on the screen, as we looked at each chapter, and this is chapter 3 in this session, chapter 1, we looked at Jonah rebelling and running from God and his mission. If you missed that message, we talk about 10 truths you need to know about your life mission that we learn from the life of Jonah. And when you run from your life mission, it always causes problems, causes storms for other people. Then in Jonah chapter 2, we see Jonah repenting and returning to God and his mission. And that's where he prays. He's swallowed by this large fish that God had made, taken to the bottom of the ocean. And in the bottom of the ocean, he cries out to God. And we talked about what to do when life feels hopeless, when you've hit bottom. Now, we come to chapter 3. And in Jonah chapter 3, we see Jonah restarting and running with God on mission. And so now we're going to look at what happens when you get a second chance. Now, we ended the last chapter where this giant fish that God had custom made for Jonah spits him up back out on the ocean, on the beach, and Jonah chapter 3, verse 1 starts with one of the most important verses in the Bible, and it says this: Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Circle that, a second time. God is the God of second chances. God loves to give us second chances, third chances, fourth chances. He gives us many, many chances because of his grace and his mercy. Now, after Jonah's rebellion, if you've been with me the first 2 weeks on this message series, does Jonah deserve to get another chance? No way. If you were God, would you give Jonah another chance? Probably not. But God loves to give second chances. God delights in showing grace. God delights in showing mercy. In fact, I made a short list of people who God gave another chance. I could have spent this entire message just sharing with you the names of people in the Bible that God gave a second chance to. But let me just show you a representative short list of, you think, well, God would never give me a second chance. Well, let me show you what he did do. Jacob cheated on his brother, cheated his brother out of his family inheritance. God gave Jacob a second chance. Moses murdered a man God gave Moses a second chance. Rahab was a prostitute. She gets a second chance and ends up being in the family tree of Jesus. God uses her. Samson wasted his talent and ended up in prison. God gave him a second chance. David committed adultery and had the husband of the woman he had an affair with murdered. God gives him a second chance. Peter denies Jesus Christ at his arrest, right before the crucifixion. He's been with Jesus 3.5 years when they say, "Don't you know this guy?" He goes, "I don't even know the guy." Totally denies Jesus. Cops out at the last second. And then Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a hated, dishonest businessman. Nobody liked Zacchaeus. And yet Jesus gave him a second chance. Now, God gives everybody chances over and over and over and over. And that's what I want us to look at, what to do when you get a second chance from God. You know, I want to start with a true confession. I hate golf, okay? I really don't like it at all. I don't like it for two reasons. One, it takes too long. I don't have time to go spend hours and hours on that. And second, and more important, is you can play it your entire life and never get any better at it. That is so frustrating. That you play it and play it and play it and you still just don't get any better. But my brother loved golf, and when my brother was alive, I loved to play golf with my brother because it was so much fun, it gave me a chance to be with him. The one thing I do love about golf was a term that I learned in playing golf, and it's called a mulligan. Now, if you don't know what a mulligan is, a mulligan is when you get another shot because you've made a poor one. And so you get a do-over and it's not counted on your scorecard. I love this idea. It's called a mulligan. We ought to live in the mulligans of God. The grace of God. When he gives us a chance to do over, to start over, to try again, to give it our best shot, And he just shows us mercy. He shows us grace. He is forgiving over and over and over and over and over. And you say, well, that's not fair. It's not counted in your scorecard. Of course it's not fair. It's called grace. It's called mercy. Now, the mulligan verse of the Bible is in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. And that verse says this: a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets what? Another chance. Circle that. He gets another chance. He gets a mulligan. This is amazing grace of God, that anybody who refuses to admit his mistakes, you're never going to be successful. But if you confess and forsake them, you get another chance. Another mulligan verse in the Bible is the next verse on your outline, Lamentations chapter 3. And in chapter 3, verse 22 and 23 of Lamentations, it says this: the unfailing love of the Lord never ends. In other words, God's never going to stop loving you. You can't make God stop loving you because his love is based on who he is, not what you do. The unfailing love of the Lord never ends. It is his mercy that has kept us from complete destruction. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for his mercy. His faithfulness is great, and his mercies begin afresh, read it with me, every new day. His mercies are new every new day. Now, I want you to write this down. Every new day is another chance from God. You need to start looking at your life as every new day is another chance from God. God is giving you a second chance, a 100th chance, a 1 millionth chance. Every new day, he's giving you another opportunity. So then the big question is, if every day of my life is really another chance, it's fresh start, his mercies are new every morning, he's not gonna run out of mercy, then what should I do when God gives me another chance? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Because in chapter 3 of Jonah, Jonah does 5 things. When Jonah finally gets another chance, he gets a mulligan. He does 5 things. These are the five things you need to do when God gives you a second chance, which is every new morning of your life. He gives you a second chance. He gives us five specific things to do. All right, so let's get right into it. Number one, when God gives me another chance, the first thing I need to do is this: live with profound gratitude. I need to live with profound gratitude. I need to wake up every day saying, thank you, God. Thank you that my heart is still beating. There's blood still pulsing through my veins. I'm breathing. I can see. I can hear. I can eat. I'm alive. Thank you, God. You have given me another chance. You've given me another opportunity. You've given me another moment of mercy and grace. Your mercy is new every morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You live with a profound sense, not of duty, but of gratitude, of gratefulness, of thanksgiving. I'll never forget, probably 40 years ago, I said something to a guy. I said, how you doing? And usually what people respond to that, I don't even remember because it's meaningless. So I'm doing fine or whatever. But I asked this guy, and I've never forgot it in about 40 years. I said, how you doing? He said, better than I deserve to be doing. And I thought, wow, couldn't we all say that one? Better than I deserve to be doing, because it's all grace. If I got what I deserved, I wouldn't be here. Neither would you. It's all the grace of God. It's all a gift of God. Everything I have is a gift from God. You say, well, I worked for it. Where'd you get the ability to work? Where'd you get your mind? Where'd you get your body? Where'd you get your freedom? Where'd you get your brain? Everything you have is a gift from God. And it's all because of his grace. I didn't work for it. I didn't earn it. It's because I'm doing better than I deserve to be doing. So the first thing you want to do, when you get a second chance, and you know, you've gone through the bankruptcy, or you've gone through the divorce, or you've gone through the cancer, or you've gone through the scandal, or you've gone through the mess, or you've gone through the depression, or you've gone through 100,000 different problems, you got another chance. God gave you another chance. What do? The first thing you do is you start living with a profound sense of gratitude to God for his goodness, for his grace. And you demonstrate how you are thankful to God for giving you another chance. Now, Jonah does this. In fact, he did it even before he gets out of the belly of that great fish. While he's in the deep, deep part of the ocean, we looked at this in our last session. In Jonah chapter 2, 9 and 10, the last verses we looked at in our last session, Jonah told God, he's still in the middle of the problem, I will sing my thanksgiving to you, and I will sacrifice to you, and I'll do what I've promised you to do. Why? Because salvation comes from you, Lord. Then God ordered the fish to spit up Jonah onto the beach, and it did. Now, in that verse, again, we covered this before, but I want to reinforce it. Three ways you express deep gratitude to God. Write these down. Three ways. Number one, I sing my thanks to God. That's the first thing Jonah says, because I'm going to sing my thanksgiving to you. Singing is a spiritual act of being grateful to God. You don't have to be on key. You don't have to have the right note. You just make a joyful noise. Psalm 92 verses 1 and 2 says, it's good to say thank you to the Lord. It's good to say thank you to the Lord and to sing praises to him. Every morning, tell him, thank you for your kindness. So every morning you get up and you start singing, the hills are alive. No. You just say, thank you, God. Thank you. Really cool day. Glad to be alive. My pulse is still going. Thank you. I'm profoundly grateful for another chance, another opportunity, another day. I sing my thanks to God. Number two, I give my offering in thanks to God. I realize that everything I have comes from God, and I give part of it back to him as a symbol of gratitude, going, I realize it all comes from you. You don't really own anything. It wasn't yours before you were born. It's not going to be yours after you die. You only get to use it. God owns everything in the world. He loans it to you for about an 80-year period. What you think you own is really on loan. You're just a steward. You're a manager. You don't really own anything. because you didn't own it before you were born. You're not going to own it after you die. You're not taking it to heaven. So it's all God's. But he loans it to you, and the Bible says that we give part of it back to him. It's called tithing. As a result, to say, God, I just recognize it all comes from you. I wouldn't have any of this if it weren't for you. Now, the Bible says in Psalm 50, verse 23, God says, the people who honor me are those who bring me an offering. Why? To show thanks. God doesn't need your money. He doesn't need my money. God owns it all. So what does he want? He just wants your thanks. He just wants your gratitude. He wants to demonstrate. A gift is a demonstration of gratitude. It says, the people who honor me are those who bring me an offering to show thanks, and I save those who obey me. So I sing my thanks to God, and I give my offering in thanks to God. And the third thing I do is I commit my life to God's mission for me. I commit my life to God's mission for me. When God gives you another chance, he doesn't want you to just go out and keep using it to live for yourself. He wants you to use it for his purpose. Romans chapter 6, verse 13 says this. Give yourselves completely to God, every part of you, for you are back from death, and you want to be tools in the hands of God to be used for his good purposes. So I sing thanks to God, I give an offering in thanks to God, I commit myself and say, God, I want my life to honor you. I want to fulfill what you put me on earth to do.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Thank you so much for joining for today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today. But first, what does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? In the years I've been a pastor, writes Rick Warren, the number one question I'm asked is, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck. In his book called God's Power to Change Your Life, Rick draws simple but profound truths from the Bible, which give you practical guidance for specific types of change. This book connects you to the power to actually make the changes you long to make. As you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. Go to PastorRick.com to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, it's always encouraging to hear how Daily Hope helps listeners like you, how it helps you mature in your faith. Let me read you a letter I got just recently from Sherry. She said, Pastor Rick, this ministry has literally saved my life. After a series of disappointments, I had lost all hope, and I saw no reason to go on. And that changed when I discovered Daily Hope. Now I hold on, praying expectantly. You know, that's the little acrostic we use for hope, H-O-P-E. She said, my circumstances have not changed, but my outlook has. And now, rather than being depressed about where I am in life, I've learned to be thankful for this time of spiritual growth. I don't know what the Lord has planned for me, but I know it's good, and I look forward to a future walking side by side with Him and using this experience to help others through their own struggles. Gratefully, Sherry. Sherry, I can't tell you how much this letter means to me. You know, God will never let you down. He's with you every step of the way. And thank you so much for writing to me and let me know how God is working in your life. I'm praying for you, and I'm going to ask you to pray for me. By the way, thanks everybody for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, you can email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.